This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
You ask, Dirt and Sprague answer.
Yeah.
This is the Mail Sack.
Mail Sack time.
Mail Sack.
Brought to you by Sparta TRT.
This is Sparta!
Committed to safe, simple, straightforward testosterone replacement and male performance therapy. Go to SpartaTRT.com for more.
Mail Sack.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube.
Hip-a!
Well, as to get to in the final hour of our fine radio program, you just conducted a pre-interview with our interview subject, which is delightful. You got to know what's coming up. Why was Brooke Olsendam calling you? Was she alarmed? Did she forget? What's happening here?
So when she called, I was like instantly worried. I'm right. Like, oh no.
She's calling to cancel.
Yeah, that's what I assumed.
Something's
right?
Come up. I don't want to do this.
I think she was mistaking my number for the call-in line. And so I answered, and
Got it. When
she was like, "Oh, am I early?" I was like, "Well, yeah, Swag will call you."
Yeah, so you're on my cell phone right now.
Here's another problem.
Although we did do one of those when our phones didn't work back in the day. Remember our cell phone speaker interview that we pulled off?
I do remember that. Sometimes you gotta evolve.
Here's the situation.
Okay, what's the situation?
When she called, my profile popped up on her phone.
Ah. Oh, your picture is still your picture?
She goes, there's a photo of you with a book called Huge Penis.
Yes, there is.
On
that
my
is...
phone right now. And I went, thank you. That's thank my you. Autobiography.
Thank you.
Came out last year. Nobody's buying it. She said, don't worry. I'll be the first one. This picture, I haven't
had it. You can't get it off.
I cannot.
You can't get rid of it.
I can't get rid of it.
You cannot get rid of
I'm
it.
I'm telling you. And don't be like, oh, you... You don't know how to change your technology. Actually, I've changed it at the store, and it still defaults
it still
and goes
happened.
To people's phones with me holding a huge penis book.
It's still the picture, I think, that pops up on my phone whenever you text or call.
I don't know what to do about that.
Don't ever call anybody from corporate, because you know what's going to happen?
You're going to get fired.
What's worse, talking to a youth basketball player parent and that picture popping up, or an executive with Odyssey?
I think an executive.
A youth player
parent.
That you coach
parent
and their parent.
Now if there is like a text thread for the team
with parents there's usually
for parents
chat.
But not like a separate group chat just for the players of like
I
hey
don't
guys,
text players
gals don't forget to bring your ball
I've never
or,
text the players okay. I have my daughter do that if I have to
if that was the case that would I mean that's a million times the worst thing that could possibly happen to you. But I don't know. I feel like if Teddy Ballgame's got a T-ball coach 5 years from now and there's like a jokey picture and hey, practice is canceled today, I think I chuckle about it.
I don't think that's the same thing. I'm
It's also different. I get
coaching
it. It's different.
Young gals.
I get it.
It's a much different situation.
Yeah, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
Game. Epa!
What are you going to do, you know? I've warned her about the mail sack. She didn't know about it, so I gave her the heads up on that.
Let's bring our great friend on, the queen of Rip City, Brooke Olsendam, at Brooke Olsendam on Twitter. Good morning to you, Brooke. Thanks for the pre-interview interview on the cell phone. What do we make of Sprague's profile picture on his phone?
I can't. I wasn't ready. I was not ready for that this morning.
It's too early in the morning for a book title like that. Is that we got to wait till like after we've had a cup of coffee? I'd imagine, right?
Yeah, let me get an OJ in or something. Like I got to orange juice. No, it was really quite entertaining and it really kind of sparked me up, ready for this interview.
Well, the good thing is a huge penis book before 10 a.m. is always a good diet. I'll tell you, I already got the title for my second book. Mm. I wasn't ready, and that you know,
yeah,
it's a good follow up to a huge penis.
Some say it should be the prequel, but you know, maybe it's the sequel.
Oh, I think that's
it's
very funny. Yeah, oh, I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
Yeah. I apologize for associating you with this segment, Brooke. This is on us. We'll put our hands up. Let's, before we get to your live tweeting of the Odyssey, which I quite enjoyed.
Egregious behavior, by the way, but
hold
also
on,
enjoyed
hold
it.
On. 20-second timeout. Okay. We got a TCB on something first. Okay. You were, there were very few fan representatives at one Jason Stakanik's wedding on Sunday.
Yeah.
I think only Isaac Ropp and Joe Fisher were the two. Mm-hmm. Now, Joe's with a gal that's close with Sook's gal, so there's a gal friendship there.
Who I think is also close with Brooke.
Oh, okay. So this is the circle of friendship here.
Yes.
I need a full review. What was the music? What was the food? Mm. How were the cocktails? Who was the drunkest person there? I need a review from you.
Oh, it was so fun. By the way, I have to be completely honest. I literally invited myself to this wedding, and then was granted that invite. My friend Stacia, who you mentioned, she's very works with Erica, the BTJ, right?
Yes.
Okay, the BTJ works for Stacia, my very close friend, and so her and I are usually our plus ones. She has a husband, but sometimes he doesn't want to do things, and he's like, I don't want to go. So I am the plus one usually. And so I was pissed off that Ryan actually wanted to go to this wedding because I was assuming I would be the plus one. And her husband actually did want to go to this. And so I was like, dang it. I was hoping I would be, you know, like kind of ushered in and get to go to this wedding. And then she talked to Erica, and somehow I found myself on the list after I pretty much begged to go. So I invited myself to the wedding. It was lovely. I would say the drunkest. I mean, everyone was like, you know, happy, you know, loving life. I can't tell you. Sook was the cutest. First of all, his outfit was just adorable. He kind of looked like a tartan, like, you know, like a Scottishman. And he was so sweet and like almost on the verge of tears the whole day.
Oh,
and it was,
wow.
He said, I'm not going to steal this story, but he does have a story he's going to tell about the morning of the wedding. And it's the greatest story. And I'm not going to say a word about it because it's his to tell.
Yes.
But it is such a great story. And no, everyone was so happy. Like, it was just like one of those things where like these two people that deserve each other found each other at the right time in life. And we were just there to celebrate them. The food was great. Cocktails were great. Everything was great. It was a beautiful evening. And I was glad that I invited myself to it.
That's a pro move to invite yourself to the wedding, by the way. 10 out of 10. No notes on that one. Power rank for me. You had a great post on, I think it was on Instagram, the powerful Portland media. So yeah, Jason Quick, Isaac Ropp, Jason Stakanik, Joe Fisher, who, you know, let's let him into the crew. Why not?
He does a Saturday show.
And then the queen of Rip City.
He's stuck in there.
Let him sneak into the back. It's okay. We'll allow it. Of the five, can you power rank in order of best to worst dancer?
Oh.
Ooh, dancer. I won't be honest. It was at the Sentinel Hotel lobby bar, so it wasn't really a dance situation.
Okay.
Like, there was not, like, a room or an area for dancing. We all kind of moved in our own special way, but there was no, like, dance.
Okay.
So I would say I gotta give my five stars to Jason Quick.
Really?
Yeah, and I told him so. Quick can be a little cranky at times, as we know. We love him for it. But he was joyous. Like, he was 10 out of 10. Jason Quick was so fun, and I told him so. So I will give him my star of the night, even though that's not really what you asked me, but
that's fair. I mean, is it not a dance floor? You can't really answer.
I'm more worried that we look back on that photo and we go, Joe Fisher in the background is the Kevin Spacey of the Academy Award photo.
Oh no, don't say that. No one wants to be the Kevin Spacey of.
Well, I mean, not in the same way,
no,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, he's in that photo.
Hey, you can't dodge that one, dude. That's out there. You just said that.
I'm joking. Joe knows I joke. What are we doing here? All right, before we get to mail sack questions, you decided to go see The Odyssey on a Monday afternoon, okay? It's a 3-hour movie. I haven't seen it. I'm ashamed that I haven't seen it yet. I'm a big Nolan fan. And then you decide to live tweet. Did we go in thinking we're going to live tweet? I may have missed the first tweet saying you're going to live tweet. Or did you get so bored and it was so long, I'm done. I have to give my thoughts on this as it goes.
I did not go into this thinking I was going to live tweet. First of all, I'm not a huge tweeter. Like, I don't really do it that often.
I know.
I should do it more. Actually, no, I shouldn't, because it kind of backfired on me last night. I did not go into it planning this. I went into it thinking I need to go do things, and like, this movie, everyone's talking about it, so let's be a big girl and go to a movie to, like, by ourselves. And so I did, and the first hour is a grind. That's what I'll say. I ended up liking the movie, but the first hour is like, what is going on? What is happening? Why am I, like I said on Twitter, why am I liking Anne Hathaway? I used to not like her. Now I'm kind of liking her. And it was like just a weird journey where I'm like, I don't know what's going on. And so I started just kind of tweeting because I felt like kind of like I was on my own here and kind of like lonely. I want to talk about this because I feel like I'm on an island. And then it got better. But then it got more confusing where like there were two lives. Like Anne Hathaway was a wife in one era. And then all of a sudden, what's her face? Was a wife in another era. You know, who am I talking about? The blondie.
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie.
Oh, sorry. Well, anyways, that's what I'm saying. It was confusing.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
He was living like two lives. Anyway, at the end, then it got really emotional, and I did end up liking the movie. So some people were really upset with me that they thought I didn't like it. I didn't at first, but I did at the end. And
is it Charlize Theron?
Okay. Thank you. God.
I just looked up the cast because I haven't seen it. I saw that she's in the movie.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There were so many stars in the movie, and I did say that, and that I felt like everyone was trying to win an Oscar in it. They were acting so hard.
Yeah. That's the worry of a Christopher Nolan movie, isn't it? It's like, this movie's going to be number one. It's going to make a ton of money. It's going to get all the accolades. Everybody, when you have a star-studded cast, you have like 12 actors that we all know. They're all going to want to win the award.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I worry about.
I will say, Anne Hathaway probably, in my opinion, of all the over-actors in this movie, I would say she would deserve it. She was really great in it.
And you hate her, right?
I hate her.
What's your beef with Anne Hathaway? Can we dig into that topic? What's your problem with Anne Hathaway?
Well, I watched this interview with her once, and she was not very nice about her parents. Like, she kind of gave them a hard time. I don't like that. But it's a deep dive. Like, she's probably lovely, but I just remember that it stuck with me. And so actually, if you ask a lot of women, none of us really like Anne Hathaway.
Interesting.
There's something about her.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
I like we're getting to the bottom of some important issues here. Let me ask you this. So I had a kid-free weekend. It was my anniversary a couple weeks ago.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. We should the kid off to the grandparents, and I had two free days with a 2-year-old. Those are rare, right? Like the me seeing movies in the theater is not a very common occurrence for me at this point in my life. And I had a free Saturday, and I'm like, I kind of want to go see The Odyssey, but then I saw how long it was. Mm-hmm. And do I want to use that's like 80% of my day, basically, when you take out nap time and sleep time. Like that's all my day. And I decided not to do it. Did I make the right call?
You did. You did.
Okay.
It would have been a waste of your, not a waste of your time, but a waste of your precious time that you were given on that weekend. So I would say do that on a separate weekend. So don't have a very special weekend for The Odyssey. Don't do that. Again, it'll be fine. You'll like it. It's just so much time.
Yeah.
It's so much time.
It's too long.
And they were only, by the way, I wanted to approach this because people were like, I can't believe you're live tweeting around everyone. I'm like, there were literally 5 people in the, I was on my own row. I actually was the only one in my whole section. So I wasn't being like disrespectful to other watchers.
Yeah.
There were literally 5 people in the whole thing. And so
it's been out for 2 weeks. It's a midday 3-hour movie.
By the way, too, side note, that's kind of a pro. Seeing movies by yourself is awesome. I used to do that back in the day. I loved it. It's also a good pro move of like, I'm imagining you had a good time Sunday night, right? You wake up, you got a Monday morning, you're like, yeah, let's go eat some popcorn and see a movie. That's a good vet move right there, Brooke Olsendam.
Thank you. I recommend it for everyone. It was kind of, I mean, it ended up being a whole thing. I wasn't planning for that, but I'd do it again.
Yeah.
I'd do it again.
All right. She is Brooke Olsendam. She's the queen of Rip City, and we are glad to talk to her at Brooke Olsendam on Twitter. Go give her a follow, Blazer Sideline Reporter. And we are now going to get to, briefly with you, Brooke, if that's okay. This is our Mail Sack segment. It is brought to you by, let's go, here we go, Sparta TRT. Whether you're hitting the gym or just trying to survive the workday, don't just watch from the sidelines. Reclaim your edge and win at the second half of life, SpartaTRT.com. If you need any tea, let us know. We'll send it your way, Brooke. That's what we're good for here. First Mail Sack question of the day. Does Liberty Bibberty need a third mascot? How do you feel about Liberty Bibberty's mascots? It's got Doug Emu. Do we need another mascot for Liberty Bibberty?
No. Why?
You don't need another insurance mascot from one company?
I think we're good. that guy, they kind of already have a third one, that guy that they have that's pretty good looking that doesn't know how to say Liberty Bibberty.
Yeah, the dumb guy?
Yeah, the dumb guy.
So they have the emu. They have the guy with him, Doug, yeah. right?
Does and that then, count as yeah. one character or two? Are they a tandem?
I mean, it's technically two different characters.
That's true, yeah.
You got a good-looking guy. And then I've seen a new one. They actually have, like, it looks like a floating sun, and it has, calls himself Bibberty.
That's it. You're doing too
so
much.
So we're going for three or four here for one company.
I'm not in on that. Yeah. No.
The dumb guy is a bad character.
Let me follow up. Which insurance company has the worst commercials of the State Farm, Liberty Bibberty, and Progressive?
Ooh, that's a great question, actually. I love Jake from State Farm.
Still? You still love him?
I still do. I've loved him forever, and I will continue to love him. And I'm trying to match with him on Raya, but he will not like me. So that's just a one-way street. That's a one-way street with Jake from State Farm.
Damn it, Jake. What respond?
Come on. Who was he just chatting up? He was at a game recently, and everybody's like, oh, look, at he's hitting on somebody. Was it Kelsey Plum?
He was there with a couple. It was a very attractive girl, but okay. She was in a couple. And I can't remember who it was, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
That went viral on social media. Look at Jake.
Are you afraid, though, Brooke, that if he responded to a request and he actually was down, he's like, you know what, I'll be in Portland for a promo shoot. Let's go to dinner. I'll buy. He goes, you guys go out, get dinner. Are you worried, though, like that he just stays Jake from State Farm even away from the camera? Because I'm not sure he knows who he is anymore.
I agree with you. And I kind of like, you know what they say, don't meet your heroes? I feel like I don't want to be disappointed. So even if like he did reach out, I'd be like, I don't think I can because like he's on a pedestal for me. And if I meet him and he lets me down, I'll be really sad about that.
Yeah. Last thing you want to do is have to gauge which khakis to put on and they look the same to you, but he knows the different color names of them. No, thank you.
No one wants that.
Nobody wants that.
Come on, what are you doing?
One of our P1s, Bob, he was at the Fire game. When was the Fire game? Was this last night?
This was two nights ago. 2 nights ago, I think.
Sunday
night. Yeah. He attempted the half-court shot, and it did not go very well.
It's gone viral.
He did not make it to the free throw line, and he fell over. And it's gone viral on social media. And he is asking, he's chimed in. He said, you posted my shooting failure, Mailsack. What is one failure that happened to you in public that you laughed at as soon as it happened?
Oh my God, I have like so many. how long do you have? How my failures. I tend to do things like, I work with, do you guys know Tristan, who I work with? Tristan?
I don't know if we do.
I don't think I've met Tristan.
Well, Tristan was one of our videographers, editors. He's amazing. He's very talented. He's very fancy. His last name is like, he has two last names and they're both French and it's hard to say, but he's very fancy pants. And he and I, for some reason, whenever we make a mistake or do something silly, the other person's always there. You know what I mean? Like we look and I'm like, of course you're here, Tristan. So Tristan like knocked over an iced tea at the Clippers game a couple years ago, like on the floor. And I look up and he's like, look, he sees me. He's like, of course you just saw that. Like, so we do silly things in front of each other all the time. So it would have to be something Tristan saw. I think I know people or people like say hello and I think I know them. And then halfway through, I'm like, I've never met this person. So that happens a lot.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Oh, do you want to hear the worst? Real fast. Okay. So I go to the lake this weekend, right? On Thursday. So I get on the plane with my son, Theo, and I see this woman and she's like, hi, Brooke. I'm like, hi. I know I know her, but I can't place it. So I hug her. I sit down. I'm like, God, how do I know that lady? How do I know her? And so the flight attendant goes, like, walks by me. I'm like, can I ask a weird question? Can you tell me who's sitting in 6B? Because I know her, but I can't place her. And she literally is like, no problem. Opens up her phone, shows me, Susan Clark. I'm like, that does not even help me. Ask Susan Clark, we land. I'm like, I Googled her. I could not find Susan Clark. And so we land. My mom runs up to, like, pick me up from the baggage claim. And she runs up to this woman in 6B, Susan Clark, gives her a huge hug. This woman stayed the weekend with us. This was my mom's friend, and she literally was at my cabin. We were together the whole weekend. I had to go up to her and be like, I did not know who you were. I'm so sorry. And we had to get in the car and drive up to Coeur d'Alene together.
Oh, my God. At least you were honest, though.
No. That's tough right there.
She wouldn't let me forget it the whole weekend. Every time she's like, remember me? You don't know me. Remember me, Susan Clark.
Yeah, see, that joke, I mean, you can use it one time.
One time's acceptable, and then you move on.
You do more than two times. Now you're just abusing the joke.
She did about five times, and I was like, the fifth time, I was like, come on, Susan Clark. I mean,
I didn't even know you an hour ago.
She's not even a Susan. She's Susan Clark. It's a whole name now.
I had one. No. The idea of recognizing or not recognizing people in public, I was at a park 2 weeks ago with the kid, and I'm looking, you know, you're kind of pushing him on the swing. You're kind of staring out into the you know, the distance. Mm-hmm. And about 15 feet away, this gal who had her kid there looked over at me, and I could have sworn there was like a brief random moment of eye contact. And then she waved as if she knew me. And mm-hmm. so I'm like looking around, and I'm like, I start waving back only to realize that there was somebody walking from behind me that was coming to meet her to play with her.
First?
I thought I did. I did a shoulder. I did a half shoulder turn, and I started waving. And then, like, literally 4 seconds later, this other gal and another kid walk by me, and I'm like, oh, that's, yeah.
I'm infamous for things like that. I wave to people. I say hi to people, and they're not even looking at me or thinking about me. And I'm just like, hi, how are you? Oh, nope, not me. Same thing. So you're not alone on that one. I do it all the time.
Yeah, it's tough when people recognize me and I don't know it, because I'm the author of the Huge Penis book, and you know, it was the number one seller at one point, and there's a lot of people out there have read it.
On that note, we're going to let you go, Brooke. This has been delightful. I'm sure it sounds like nothing interesting has happened over at One Center Court this offseason, so we'll get back and check in with you as we get closer to the start of the year. You are still the queen of Rip City. Do not let people shame you. And if there's less than five people
Susan
in the theater,
Clark,
like,
get out of here, Susan
Clark. Come on. Know your role, Susan Clark. We love you, Brooke. Thanks as always, and let's chat again soon.
Oh, my gosh. Love you guys. Should I do another movie? What movie should I go to?
What's coming out anytime
Spider-Man New Day is a pretty good one. I saw that this week, and that would be a good, funny
one. Are
you
a Super Troopers fan? Did you ever see the first Super Troopers?
Of course I did.
There's a third one coming out.
No, there isn't.
Okay, that's the one.
This weekend. It comes out Friday.
Oh, God.
There's zero chance it's going to be good, but if you live tweet it, I'm reading every tweet.
Well, you know where I'm going to be Friday.
Let's go. That's what we can count on. We love you, Brooke. Let's do it again soon.
Love you, too. Bye, guys.
There you go. Brooke holds into him.
That was fun.
Joe Fisher popped by the glass and gave you a death stare.
I think Joe Fisher is going to punch me in the face. The joke was kind of sitting there.
Not good.
Aren't we just busting?
I love that you put that one out there and then tried as if that wasn't what you were trying to say. No, not like that.
Well, I mean,
what
not
do you mean like
obviously
that?
The same way. She said he jumped in.
It's like Jared from Subway, you know? What do you mean by that? What are you talking about over there?
Way over!
All right, Sparta TRT mail sack. That was just the tip of the iceberg.
Joe.
We love Joe.
Joe's my guy.
His guy got traded yesterday. Adley Rutschman, his childhood friend, is gone from his baseball team. He's crying in the corner back there.
Joe's my guy, man.
We love Joe Fisher.
Joe busts my
balls.
Boy,
do you guys need a vacation.
Yeah, two more days. Let's get you more Sparta TRT mail sack next on The Fam.
Little Bob here. This summer, shop the latest small space solutions at Bob's Discount Furniture. From retro chic bedroom sets to stylish space-conscious Bob-o-pedic sofas, it's all at Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are gonna move. We are gonna answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I got a little beaver thing in my notes today.
Ooh, you got a little beaver?
I got a little beaver in my notes.
Right.
You're over there gnawing on trees with your beaver hat on. Let's get to the rest of the
one's a tuck, one's a beaver, have you heard?
Sparta TRT brings you the mail sack every week, whether you're hitting the gym, just trying to survive the workday, don't watch from the sidelines or claim your edge. Win at the second half of life, SpartaTRT.com. Just got a little bit of that in there. Let's continue. Mail sack question from P1. After years of hearing you guys talk about golf, I went to the driving range this past weekend. First time ever holding/swinging a club.
There we go.
When you guys started playing golf, how did you learn? Lessons, YouTube. I'm hoping to get good enough to participate in the golf tournament and meet you guys next year.
I mean, let me chime in real quick, because you guys have golfed a lot longer and you love the sport a little bit more in terms of a watching standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
As somebody that had no golf, nobody in my family that golfed at all, like it was not in my orbit. When I first started golfing, one, I was using used clubs. Two, Dirt's old golf bag from eighth grade was my first golf bag up until about like 6 years ago.
Wait, a listener gave you a new bag finally.
Finally got a new bag, and that was awesome. I didn't know anything. My hands, how to hold the club, nothing. I just went out and started playing with my brother-in-law and Dirt and our old co-host Danforth. I'm not really that much better than when I started, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, I am in some ways. But overall, like, I still suck. Enjoy the process. Don't get too low. And if you can afford lessons, I personally would highly advise it. But that's just my two cents.
I would give you a couple of pieces of advice. One, I would say, remember that everybody sucks and nobody cares that you suck. Just suck fast. Yes. That's a key quote in golf. If you suck slow, people not want stop it. People will not want to play with you.
Epa!
Epa!
If you suck fast, you're more enjoyable to be with. Mm-hmm. There's your drive.
Andale!
I love me.
So make sure you're not taking too long out there.
Yeah.
And then just like find what's comfortable for you. Like, don't have big expectations. Yeah. Like, if you want to go get a coach, you can go get a coach and a swing coach. That certainly can help. But that's expensive, and some people don't have the money for it. Just go hit a bucket of balls. Swing soft and easy at the range. Don't try and hit the cover off of it every time.
YouTube helps a lot, too.
And you'll find some things that work
that
for
is...
you. And you kind of suck along with all of us and try and get a little bit better.
That is the nice thing. There's a lot more stuff readily available with video, and that you don't have to, you know, get a actual coach. Now, the question is if you get the bug and you want to be good, that's when I highly recommend finding a
trying to take it to the next level.
Yeah.
Yes. You get a base level of understanding. Try and you shoot in the low hundreds, you're fine. You're fine to play with. You're fine to be with. Again, as long as you're not taking 2 minutes to hit every shot, just walk up there, hit it, have fun, enjoy the time outside. It, you know, don't have big expectations on yourself.
But
that's where you get
my grandfather introduced me to the game at Corvallis Country Club.
There you go.
By the way, welcome to the sickness. You will have a condition in about a year.
Yeah. It happens, man. It's a fever, and it can catch on pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else we got here in the mail sack. Mail sack question, will MLS Leagues Cup fill a sports hole, MLS versus Liga MX tournament? There's like five soccer games a night for the next 8 days.
Yeah, you know, I heard about this yesterday. I didn't know it was going on. It's a self-created tournament.
It's the second or third year they've been doing it.
Yeah. Who are we playing?
We are playing Puebla. Club America, which is one of the big.
That's one of the big. I've heard of that one, yeah.
And Tijuana.
The problem I have with this is Patrick and Swag sometimes are kind of my timber
informations,
right? He's making it sound like they're not taking this very seriously.
The Timbers aren't taking it seriously?
No, this comes at the absolute most inopportune time.
They just got
done,
World Cup break, and now they got this coming up. And they're playing good soccer.
And they're playing
right now,
good soccer, and they got a chance to make some hay and move up the standings.
We want this guy to come over
can
here?
Can I ask a question,
now, that's
too?
The only silver lining is if Cifuentes can get his work visa figured out, he can use these League's Cup games to kind of tinker and try stuff and check it out, and it doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
That's the only silver lining in all of this. But otherwise, you're risking an injury. You're getting some guys back healthy. You're on a heater.
What's the point of this?
It's like the in-season tournament.
Just money. Just more money. Okay.
What's the point of the NBAs?
That, yeah.
You know, I mean...
People are asking.
It's money.
Can we just play the games that matter against the teams that matter and get to the postseason for the games that matter? Like, that's just the part of it that makes me chuckle.
Well, especially after you had a month-long
World Cup break.
That's why they're getting made fun of, because their tagline was, we got it from here, basically. And it's like, okay, you
I watched the Saturday night game against Seattle.
I did too.
That was fun.
I had that on.
Whenever I remember that they're playing a game, I turn it on, and I will try to the rest of the year. What's going to spill fill my sports hole, though, other than vacation coming up, is the Hall of Fame game on Thursday. So we got that going for us.
Look.
Tommy Two Gloves.
It's our last. These are our vacations before we're locked in. It's a real bummer that you're going to miss the Hall of Fame game reaction show.
You mean to call in Friday? You mean do a phoner from Sun River? I'll give you a weather update.
I can't go outside. It's too smoky, but
I'm stuck
I did
inside.
Watch the Hall of Fame game.
I'm outside with my M95 mask on. We're battling through it.
It'd be really funny if you did that and you're like,
we'll get a little.
Can we stay around for another segment?
We'll get him in the cafe. We'll find out what the specials are.
I got nothing to do right now. I can't
over
go
in
outside.
The high desert.
By the way, we're a week away from today. I fly to San Diego. Zero from our coworker in San Diego.
Nothing, huh? No baseball game. Are you going to buy tickets on your own or just not go?
I'm kind of finding it offensive that I'm not getting
I'd be a little
tickets.
Offended if I were you.
I would.
I don't abuse the power of what Odyssey provides, but I was basically sold a bill of goods.
I was there. I heard.
Yeah.
Witness.
Now that's
the
a
full
cage.
Experience.
That's a cage I'm not afraid to rattle on your behalf.
Oh, I'm going to after the show today. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a week out, and I couldn't get suite tickets, And now suddenly I can't even get a response about regular teams.
Can't even get into the building. Get me in the building.
Like, come on, dude.
The Padres are like 58 and 56.
You can't tell me that if the Dodgers aren't in town that it's easy to get in the suite. Right. And then when I ask about the suite, it's like, no.
Radio
and then I ask about regular tickets. Nothing.
Come on, man.
What are we
they
doing?
They were buyers at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
They were. Mail sack question. What is more egregious, letting a car in during busy traffic who drives slow or the person who parks their shopping cart in the middle of the aisle?
I gotta go the ladder here.
I experienced this yesterday. Yeah, get the cart
and
out
it,
of the way.
It was me.
Yeah. You parked your cart in the middle of the aisle?
It was my daughter. She insisted on pushing the cart. Okay, fine.
You gotta pull over.
So many times I'm like, hey, move. Like I recognize
be aware
it.
Of people around you. Yes.
I see somebody moving. Get on my aisle. I'm like, whoop, moving to the side. So like I'm trying to teach her the the unwritten rules of the grocery store.
It's very important. It's a very important part of parenting, making sure that they abide by the societal rules that aren't necessarily rules, but they are rules that should be followed.
The worst is when you go down an aisle, and like yesterday I went down an aisle and it was seasonings on one side and like a sauce or something on the opposite, and there was two people both looking at those two things, and it's at the very, very beginning of the aisle.
Yeah.
So I'm like boxed out of the aisle and I'm waiting, and they're older gals and they're going to go on their time. So I'm just kind of standing there going.
They're moving at their own speed.
Okay, cool. I'm just out here and lingering.
Just hanging, waddling around.
Just watching you guys.
You don't give a pardon me at that point?
Excuse me?
There's a time limit in my head, but I allow them the time to maybe see and,
just drop one of these behind them.
Hey, yeah! Hey,
see if they move out of your way.
They eventually did.
Yeah, letting the slow car in traffic. I mean, I certainly am not a fan of that.
Well, who's going fast in traffic?
That's true. That is very true.
Motorcycles?
Yeah, they can go between lanes.
Which is terrifying. Like, I've never been a motorcyclist, but when they go in between the cars and traffic, I'm like, what if just one time a car accidentally drifts at the worst possible time?
Not ideal, Bob. Not ideal.
Or you whip up behind them in a blind spot. They have no way of noticing you.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
There you go. There is your mail sack every Tuesday at 9 o'clock. Well done. Brought to you by our great friends at Sparta TRT. Whether you are hitting the gym or just trying to survive the workday, don't just watch from the sidelines. Reclaim your edge and win at the Second Half of Life, SpartaTRT.com.
The other thing I wanted to ask you, now that you've brought up the cart, the shopping cart etiquette, I feel like for the second or third time now in the last 2 years, my local Fred Meyer is redoing their entire store.
Why? Do we always do this?
So here's a controversial thing they've done.
When I lived out there, they redid it, and I remember being upset about, like, I just learned the lay of the land.
And they rechanged
now
it.
Now I don't know. And that's a big Freddy's.
Go again.
Yeah.
You won't recognize it.
What are we doing?
So what they've done is when you walk into the Happy Valley Freddy's and you look straight ahead, you have your produce, right? And then you have your salads in the coolers.
Yeah.
You can walk straight, get around some of the banana thing, and you can go to the aisles. Well, they've blocked it off and built a wall now. So when you go into the produce, you ain't going through. You got to go around.
Not a fan of that.
The functionality of
not
it.
A fan. The flow's not there anymore.
It's a weird flow. It's a new flow, but it's a weird flow. And I don't know how to feel about it. I don't think I like it. I brought it up to one of the employees. I said, I heard you guys are blocking this area off and making it a wall. And they were like, I haven't heard that at all. And then 2 weeks later,
there was a wall.
There was the produce wall. And it's like, you ain't going to go through the produce. You're going to go around the produce to get to everything else.
That always bothers me. We have a QFC in our neighborhood, and they've done that recently where some of the stuff's gotten moved, and they're like redoing the the checkout places and all that. And I get, you got to spruce it up. I totally understand it. But when you move stuff, it is a little frustrating.
That's going on at the Target there in Tannisburg.
You got to go find where everything is again.
They're keeping the store open, so they have to do it section by section, so there's temporary sections.
Right.
I don't know what they're expanding, what they're consolidating. I think they're expanding the grocery area more. I don't know. Yeah, but it's a royal. And then there's certain stuff that doesn't move. Like the pharmacy is still way in the back.
That's not moving.
How they pair things with each other on the aisles is important,
there's
right?
There's people at the corporate level that study all these schematics and
maximize. That doesn't mean that they're right.
No, it doesn't.
There's two chip aisles at Freddy's, but only one says chips.
The analytics told me Veet Krejci would make threes.
Yeah. You can miss on analytics all the time.
We gotta shoot him! We gotta shoot him!
If I have one section that has, like, chips, but another aisle that's designated as the chip aisle, Why?
Yeah.
Why did we not?
Well, they moved the aisles, but not done the signage yet.
No, the
signage has been moved with the aisles, but there's one aisle that has like this set amount of chips, and then the next aisle over, there's more chips.
I've become mostly a P1 of Trader Joe's. That's where we do most of our shopping.
Yep.
Had an awkward encounter at Trader Joe's last weekend.
I mean, ours got shut down for asbestos, and then they had glass in their fried rice, but we overlook it.
You know, Trader Joe's problem is their checkout. I love that they have customer service and there's no robots. I'm a big fan of that. But there's no set checkout lane. You're kind of doing a stop and stare. Who's got the
least? It's a bit of a free-for-all.
Who's open? So we did this. We went to an in-between, right? We're going to checkout. This guy gets the stuff done. I notice that he's empty. I'm standing literally 2 feet in front of his face. My mango, along with my other groceries, are right here. There's no tray to put groceries on. I hand him the mango. And he looks at me, and he looks at the mango, he looks at me, turns up, and goes, "Are you handing me the mango?" And my hand out, I just go, "Yeah." He grabs the mango, he scans it. My kids are right there with groceries. He looks at them, and he goes, "Are we getting groceries too?" And I go, "Yeah, at the checkout."
Is this where we buy things? Is this where the checkout process happens?
I wanted to know.
Is this where the purchasing takes place?
I wanted to know how high he was at that point. I needed to know, what were you on?
It's high as a cow.
What are we doing?
Good stuff. Let's close it up with a couple of college football notes, one Beaver related. And the coaches poll is out, everybody. We got our coaches poll. Who's in the top five next?
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas, to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in. I will save. We'll save the coaches poll for tomorrow. Editor's note.
I like that. I know it's out. We can play the fun
game.
I mean,
everybody's going to see it between now and then, but we'll talk about it.
Carry over thoughts.
We'll carry it over tomorrow. Dare I? You know what? Actually, this will be perfect. Because you know what I am going to unveil tomorrow?
I don't. You haven't told me anything. Tomorrow's your last day of the week.
Grab a couple of hands and take a look at it. The dirty poll's coming out tomorrow.
Why tomorrow? Don't you normally wait?
Well, I'm going to unveil the poll and then start the interviews when I get back from vacation, when you're on vacation.
Okay. Now, right.
But I want people to know.
Yeah, okay.
You got to prepare.
Are you doing a top 25?
No. No. I mean, I can if you want me to. I'll do a top 25.
So is this a projected college football playoff?
You jackasses, would you shut up?
Well, we always are.
Let me do my dirty poll.
Because I feel like you change
it. This is not confusing at all. This is not confusing. Okay? I change it, then you yell, and you get confused because you don't listen to me. Okay? Listen.
Is this Linda. dirty bracketology or a dirty poll?
Peekaboo. It is a dirty poll. It's not a projection. It is not a look into the future.
Are you serious?
Although I'm so smart, it will end up being that because
I can't stop it from coming.
Certainly will not get anything wrong in my top 12. It is a dirty poll.
Also known as.
I cannot speak English, but.
It's so far a masterpiece, if I do say so myself.
That's what my wife tells me. Tomorrow on the show, we will have Matt Maiocco on at 8 o'clock in the morning. The substation keeps killing all the 49er players. How long until they move? 8 o'clock in the morning. And then for the entire 9 o'clock hour tomorrow, the entire 9 a.m. hour.
This came out of left field yesterday for me.
Like,
I don't know about
wait,
you guys.
What? Okay, sure. Greg Oden's going to be in studio the entire 9 a.m. hour.
We're going to do Stat or Story Greg Oden edition.
Yes, we will.
How many stats does Greg Oden remember about himself?
Should we all do a Greg Oden stat for Greg Oden Stat or Story?
Yes.
I think we have to, right?
Well, we have to play through him, I think.
Mm.
right? Like,
we give him the prompt that he
you
plays.
You give him a Saturday story. Swag gives him a Saturday story. I give him a Saturday story. Because then he gets to react to our three stories.
I think that's a great idea.
Welcome to the Dirt and Sprague Stat and Story starring Greg Oden.
I mean, for an entire hour. It's going to be a lot of fun. What's going to happen? Will he cuss 17 times? I don't know. Swag, tomorrow, just editor's note. Please don't leave the studio in the 9 a.m. hour.
Yeah. We'll be here.
That one didn't go great.
We'll be right here.
That's what's going on tomorrow. Very excited about it.
What are we going to talk about off the air with Greg Oden?
I don't know, but I'm excited for it. I don't know where those conversations are going to go.
That will be the best 10 minutes of the whole hour.
I feel like he is going to be a very lively, opinionated, and ask me anything you want kind of mood. He seems like he's got that vibe to him right now. Like, let's talk about it.
I have an ability from time to time, some say, of making people uncomfortable.
You do have that ability.
You have that capacity.
That is a strength of yours.
Is me telling him my intern story about an admission and getting a nickname out of said admission involving him way too much? Probably too much.
Let's not beat around the bush here.
That's when you're going to have to.
If you have not heard that story, should you alert Greg Oden that you have witnessed his dong?
My nickname for my internship became the Pickle Sniffer.
Because you looked at the photos of Greg Oden. You were intrigued. You wanted to check them out.
I was in college, man.
I mean,
you know. What did you want from me?
Whomst amongst us. I would vote no. You don't say that, but I also don't think Greg Oden would be offended.
I think that would be something maybe.
If you were that big, would you be offended if somebody said they saw it?
End of the hour?
You're damn right you saw it. You're probably impressed, weren't you?
You want me to sign that poster?
Should have put that in a trading card.
That is another idea that is.
Bring that in.
That is brilliant. If you brought in a printed photo of his dong photo.
I think he'd be offended.
I don't think he would.
You think he's so unoffended that he'd like that?
all the things that you could have in your man
cave. The funniest thing would be like, where do you want me to sign? I'm like, you know where to sign. How would you feel?
Print one just in case. Do you have a printer at home? Just in case.
I don't have one, but I can get one.
Okay, let's gauge. We'll see how it
you
goes.
You want me to gauge?
I want to gauge.
What's that, Al?
I mean, not at the start. That's not like, hey, welcome into the interview. Here's a picture
where
of your unit.
Where would I even put that?
Put it in your backpack. Oh, you mean once you get it signed?
Yeah.
In your man cave. Put it up in Arnie's.
That goes in Arnie's.
That's got to go in Arnie's as you're doing curls.
I do have a wall of champions.
Is that not a championship? That's a championship.
That's the heavyweight belt if there was a championship belt title. Another man telling you, though, that he is. I don't think you would enjoy that.
If I were that big, I would. So I saw this earlier today. The Pac-12 did not have a media day.
No, they did not.
No media day for the Pac-12.
We don't need one.
You didn't have an Oregon State media day either.
Well, I don't think we do. No,
not going to happen. But one of the things that comes out of media day is something that we talk about in the aftermath of it. We did it with the SEC because of how low Alabama showed up. We did it in the Big Ten because of the first place votes and who got them.
There's certainly negative backlash from
media
it.
Yeah.
You get the media polls that come out, right? And they're not accurate. They're not specific. But it's fun banter of like, oh, here's where the media members think the teams will show up in the conference.
We have a starting place for discussion.
There is somebody by the name of Tyler King. And he covers Colorado State, it looks like.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Colorado State.
New Pac-12 member.
He got together and he reached out to multiple media members I know, you didn't get the call, from every Pac-12 school.
Okay.
And basically did like, hey, we don't have a media day to do a media poll. Let's do one on our own. We all would have voted for this had we gone to media day because we're media members.
Smart move.
So let's do this. Here's the Pac-12 preseason poll. Are you ready for this?
So this is the unofficial.
Unofficial yet official.
Because we're not going to get one.
Because you're not going to get one. Okay. Pac-12 preseason media poll. Are you ready?
I also have a theory of why Oregon State's doing this, but go ahead.
Okay. No shocker. Boise State won.
Yeah.
San Diego State 2, one first place vote. Fresno State 3rd, one first place vote.
People are high on Fresno State.
Texas State 4th.
Not a clue.
Look out for the Bobcats.
I guess.
The Cougs. Patrick Harris's Cougs coming at 5th.
Really?
The Colorado State Rams. Jim Mora coming in at 6th.
What the hell the Cougs have?
The Utah State, whoever the hell
Aggies.
Their coach is.
Aggies. The Aggies.
I know they're the Aggies. Do we know who their coach is?
Gary Anderson.
Sure, I'll take your word for it. 7th. You might be wondering, hey, Dirt, how many teams are in the Pac-12? You haven't listed one yet.
8.
Nobody's giving you a chance.
Literally, nobody.
The media
giving us a chance.
Of the Pac-12 schools has voted Oregon State last in the unofficial yet official Pac-12 media poll.
What does Washington State have? Their 9th straight coach? Like, get out of here.
That'll do it for us, folks. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com. Again, Matt Maiocco, 8, Greg Oden in studio at 9. We have Brooke Olsendam on today. She was fantastic. And Ryan Clark with an update from Oregon Media Day yesterday. Thanks for being a part of our Tuesday, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm. If Harris and Meringue is next, you're listening to 1051 FM The Fan.
Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.